Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 7.
All right, let's read this amazing scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:51 to 58. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will be transformed. I better not do the whole scripture like that, right? But that's just me like telling a secret. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. Yeah. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Mm. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Amazing scripture.
Amen.
I was thinking that maybe you would have a trumpet for me in there.
Oh, I did it like this.
But did you? I needed Jimmy. I needed Jimmy. Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Moving in my chair. It's very noisy. Let's talk about immortal bodies.
Oh, let's.
Come on, you guys that go to the gym, you must
absolutely
go.
Absolutely. I've already planned mine out.
One day.
Mere mortals. Despite what they say, mere mortals.
Mere mortals. Against all rumors.
Immortal bodies, it's all new.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I was thinking while you were reading, I had the opportunity to go to two funerals, I think, last year. Two. Very contrasting. One had faith involved.
Yes.
And the other didn't. It was just fascinating because it was just a couple of months apart to see this contrast of someone who has passed away without faith. And when I say fascinating, I probably should say devastating. Like absolutely devastating, because this scripture, I mean, there's the sting of death is taken out when God is in the picture, when there's an understanding that this life is temporary. We're all mortal. So that this life, this world is going to come to an end, and we get born again into this new world.
So good.
Which is so exciting for those of us with faith. But when you go to celebrate someone's life, that for them and their belief is just a full stop. It's all done. There's an emptiness to it, and there is a sting to it. It's incredibly sad, but it brings perspective. And I love, just as I was having that thought and you were reading, it brought that last sentence context again and afresh for me. It's like, always work enthusiastically. Mm. Nothing is ever useless. What's the work that we're doing? We are working to show the love, to bring the love, and to bring people into the love of Jesus. Everything we do is worthwhile to get another soul into the kingdom.
Totally. Mm. I love it. And working enthusiastically for the Lord, because sometimes we can work for the Lord without a lot of enthusiasm. But then this is where, you know, the joy of where we sit in Christ, what we have ahead of us, the eternity that we're living for, you know, these are the things that while we're serving God should be stirring this passion, this faith, this excitement to do things for the Lord. But knowing also that everything we do for Jesus is worth it. It's a seed sown for another day.
Amen.
It's having an effect upon people's lives, having an effect for eternity. You know, it's so powerful working for God. And so you're not just working just to get your pay packet and then, okay, I can buy my stuff. And then what happens? You know, where's the meaning in life? Where's the joy in life? Oh, you know.
So many That's people it. Live that way.
Yeah. They do. And it's like, come on, get saved, guys, because you could open up to this eternal life, which is so powerful.
Yeah. And it's not morbid to acknowledge the fact that this, like, this reminds us the fact that this isn't forever.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, victory, well, there might be some challenges. Part of the reason those challenges will be short is because they can't possibly last forever if they're in this world.
Yes.
And that sometimes is hard for us because we think, wow, you know, a few years is a long time.
Yeah.
But in the context of eternity, this is going to be over so quick. And as Christians, we're supposed to carry that perspective.
Yes.
This is short. This is temporary. It's not forever.
Yeah.
We have the ultimate victory. Yes. Death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah. Right.
And so then it's like, well, if anything, you know, if you know something has a deadline, it's like you can get through it if you know that it's not forever.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, we can, and we will come out victorious because our eyes are on this eternal victory that we have and that we live out of.
So good.
Thanks for listening to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.